Okay, thank you. All right, entertain a motion to come back into regular session.
So moved.
Mr. Riley, motion, Mr. Riley, second?
Second.
Mr. Lloyd, second. But Mr. Lloyd, any question on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunerbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
All right, we're now back in regular session. Next on the agenda is County Administrator, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The County Administrator's report for January 14th, 2025. Item one, the county offices will be closed on Monday, January 20th, for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Offices will reopen Tuesday, January 21st at 8:30. Council will not meet on January 21st. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be Tuesday, January 28th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Mr. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning and Design Review.
You'll eventually learn to get tired of me. I'm here for annexations most of the time, sometimes new sewer districts. The first one we have on today is our Travellini expansion of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District. This is in our Millville area. The engineering department received a request from Louis Travellini, owner of parcel 134-11-141, adjacent to our existing Millville Sewer District area. The parcel is along Hickory Manor Road, and it is providing an easement for a neighboring community to convey their stormwater, and in that agreement, the neighboring community has agreed to pay to connect the parcels for the Travellini parcel, but it needs to be annexed into our district first. The project will be responsible for system connection charges of $7,700 per EDU based on current rates, and the engineering department would like to request permission to prepare and post notices for a public hearing on the annexation area.
Okay. Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Second?
Second.
You want my motion?
I'm sorry. Oh. You have a motion, Mr.?
Yeah.
You have a motion. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Travellini expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcel 134-11-141 as presented on January 14th, 2025.
Again, pleasure, council.
We have a lot of faith in you, John. Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Lloyd. Any question on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunerbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
All right. You're going to need your faith now.
Okay.
Well, this is a project that we've been actually looking at for several years. This is the Love Creek Mobile Home Community. The engineering department did receive a request from Love Creek Mobile Home Community LLC, owner of parcel 134-18-32, requesting annexation into the sewer district from the adjacent existing Angola North area. The parcel is on Route 24 and fronts on the east side of Love Creek. Within the area, the state of Delaware has promulgated pollution control strategy for the inland bays. Areas within 1,000 feet of the water edge were to be connected to central sewer under Priority 1 in 2008. We've sent correspondence to the property owner before with no response, so it was kind of nice to see them come to us. There was an income survey that was completed by the University of Maryland Environmental Finance Center, and it revealed that the median household income was $44,400, well below the 2024 countywide one for $78,996. This makes us believe that the project would be eligible for significant principal forgiveness or grant monies. The Love Creek has had its shellfishing halted many times within the recent years due to contamination. And like I said before, our request for outreach was usually failed. The community is served by individual on-site systems with two homes per system and very limited disposal areas and drain fields and possibly not much more than converted cesspools. If connected, the environmental impact of removing approximately 3 tons of nitrogen per year from the inland bays is significant, and we believe in the best interest of the health and welfare of the entire area. Mr. Medlars is here because this is kind of a hot ticket item. Time is in the essence as we start this annexation process. In order for us to get a notice of intent into DENREC for 2025 intended use plan we have to have a viable project. Therefore, the engineering department is requesting permission to prepare and post notices for the public hearing on the annexation as per Delaware Code Title 9, and we would like to hold the public hearing on February 4th at the council meeting.
Yeah, right.
Public hearing will explain the project timeline, potential costs to the residents, and a further allow for additional adjoining properties also interested in connecting. There are a couple other small mobile home parks that are there in the white, sort of in that little thing, and we believe that they will be interested as well. It also allows for, we will reach out to the other communities for the public hearing.
Okay, do you have a motion?
Do have a motion. You have anything to add before I read a motion?
Yeah, I mean, we had a couple of meetings with the owners and the Maryland Environmental Finance, as well as the state funding agency, DNRC, and came together with, you know, structured the income survey, structured the construction approach, the construction estimates. So as soon as we have the approval from County Council to extend the sewer district boundary, which would be after the public hearing in February, we would be ready to file the notice of intent, which would fall within the timelines required by the state, which is a, I think it was the middle of February timeline. We're within days we would file 14th. It. So all the dominoes have been lined up. We've been trying to do this for the last 10 years, ever since I've been here. And they always told us no, but right now I think the time's right, and I think it would be environmentally, when you just look at the total nitrogen numbers, you know, like, you can see the impact.
Agreed.
Yeah, this would be a good one to get in. Yeah. What did you say, Maryland Finance Authority?
Yeah, it's EPA has selected regional firms to assist communities such
federal
as
federal dollars. It's USDA.
It's EPA dollars.
EPA dollars.
They're directly flowing out of Region 3. Maryland Environmental Finance works directly for the Region 3 EPA.
Yeah, high probability of forgiveness.
Yes, and it makes it complicated because, you know, like, even so, these are very knowledgeable people. They don't clearly understand how it works in Delaware, so, you know, like, but they work regionally, so, and I know the lady who's in charge of the project, so we had some good discussions.
Okay.
All right. Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Love Creek Mobile Home Community expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcel 334-18-32 as presented on January 14th, 2025.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Second.
Okay, a motion by Ms. Gruenbaum, second by Mr. Riley. Any question on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Gruenbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you very much. Mr. Medlars?
So I'll stay on, Mr. President. So these are two interesting projects today, and both of them I tried to sort of give you the summary. I would think that most of you are familiar with the project the county has been doing in at Inland Bays. It's been going on for a year and a half. It's a massive project creating constructed wetlands for effluent and groundwater discharges, actual real wetlands just for rainwater runoff, and massive stormwater management ponds for currently unmanaged areas such as Inland Bays Road and the Cannon Road. So as you can see, this was a complex project which had a lot of moving parts. And in my summary, it gives you an idea of what we had a great start.
That's 44 pages.
And once we were out of the gate, everything worked really well. Build Wetland 1, build 4-way 1, did a lot of work along Inland Bays Road. And then we had the wettest year on record in Delaware. And we probably had the biggest snow goose invasion in our constructed wetland.
Wow.
And just in one night, they destroyed $100,000 worth of plants and just wiped it out.
Seen it done.
So obviously, we had to replant it. So when you add all these together, and then we hit the driest fall in a really long time, which prevented us from having germination, that cost another $100,000.
But I haven't seen any water on Cannon Road since you guys started, which is big. I mean, a few years ago, I mean, we were flooding that, and then it would freeze. And
remember the 7-inch rainfall during less than 24 hours hit us during the regrading of the adjacent field? That overtopped the road. That was one of the PCOs we had to pay up for because of the permanent patching and the temporary patching on Cannon Road. I would put good odds on we will never overtop Cannon Road again.
Good.
With the measures which are in place today. Mm-hmm. So the project is overall, you know, having a project of that magnitude and the difficulties we encountered and staying less than 25% on change orders, where at least 25% of that is the geese, and the other 30% is the massive two rainfalls we hit, is not a bad thing, because all the other small change orders are really just that. So today we have three motions before you. One is authorize the time and material change orders which we had implemented in order to fix the latest washouts, build deliverable walls, and the other one is the adjustments of all the unit quantities, which gives us a significant credit on that side. And the third one would be the closeout, granting of substantial completion and releasing of all the retainage on the project, which closes out the project, and we will move on to our next one.
And, okay, so this would take three different votes,
I rolled
right?
it all into one.
Yeah.
Okay. Unless you want to have separate ones.
Mr. Moore?
I have one inclusive motion unless you want me to separate it.
You can go ahead with the one motion as long as you specifically reference each of the three so there's no doubt.
Yes, it is, Mr. Moore.
Okay, thank you.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change orders number 7 and 8 for contract 2-05 Cannon Road Inland Base Road drainage improvements in constructed wetlands be approved, adjusting the contract amount by $453,283.77 and minus $368,561.85 respectively, and that substantial completion be granted effective November 15, 2024, with any held retainage release in accordance with the contract documents.
Okay. Pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Ryland.
Second.
Second.
Second. Ms. Grunebaum, any question on the motion? Take a vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Ryland, or Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Mr. Grunebaum.
Yes.
Mr. Ryland.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
So the next one is Wolf Neck, and you probably also have heard what's going on at Wolf Neck. I tried to put two items on there which pertain to Wolf Neck. It does not speak to the floating lagoon solar because that is a standalone, but the floating lagoon solar ties to the electrical work, which is mentioned under here. But that would have made it too complex, and we don't have a motion associated with the solar, so I just stayed on the improvements we're doing at Wolf Neck, why we're doing the improvements, what's needed for the improvements, and what the next step is, as well as the history of the GHD involvement. So GHD has been our engineer of record for a long time for various projects. The county affirmed that title as engineer of record on a number of occasions. I mentioned them. The last one being created the engineer of record for all treatment plant related work because they're working right now. They're closing out South Coastal. They're working for us on Wolf Neck. And they have been, when we did create that, working now on the accelerated delivery of the inland base improvement. They're all being delivered by council approval under a, it's really not a design build because it's 3/4 designed and we had a permit on it, but it is we're breaking out different task orders for a quicker delivery. So these are the components GHD is involved with us. This particular one we're asking here for deals with our joint effort with the Lewis Board of Public Works. And that one is tied directly to the ocean outfall. And you can interpret this as the Rehoboth ocean outfall or the yet to be designed and permitted ocean outfall off Wolf Neck. So right now, the way the proposal is written, it deals with the Rehoboth outfall testing. So, and there's two components involved in order to update the record of decision. And the record of decision is what's called, that's the underlying legal document which allowed the Department of Natural Resources to actually issue the permit. So that has to be updated in order to reflect increased flow rates. And what has to be updated is the benthic testing, the seafloor testing of the microorganisms and the criteria which goes with that, as well as the dispersion, which comes with the increased flow. That changes slightly the parameters of how far we take that out, because if you look at the initial testing, that was based on a 7.5 million gallons. If we do this revised one on a 12 million, that moves that benthic boundary for the near field by a few feet, not by much, but enough that you have to sort of retest what they had before and expand it further out. Normally it has to be carried through four seasons for 2 years. We're trying to squeeze that in, but the earliest mobilization we can get out would be in the timeline of March. That may qualify us for a winter season, it may not. So hopefully we'll get it done by the end of 26, but it may carry just over into 27. So that's all that testing is needed. If we cannot reach an agreement with the city of Rehoboth in the timelines before the March mobilization for the marine boat, because that's a number of days, and when you look at the proposal, it deals with a 3 days at sea, all the testing and sampling, but there's also standby days because of the weather, because you see that boat may be stranded here in Lewis Harbor for that time being. But so that's all baked in into that amount we're asking you to do. So it covers a 2 year period, four mobilizations, each one associated with a minimum of 3 days, extra days for, and then the administrative part and the reporting part, which is necessary to update the record. So it's a fairly complex one. And so you see the GHD background, you see our involvement with Lewis Board of Public Works, and you see the request for the ocean testing. If we do not have it, we will move it immediately to the site we know we're gonna do. We would start testing right off Wolf Neck. So here are the two options. Right now, we're assuming we're going to be updating the record versus creating a new one. If I may.
If you have a motion, please read your motion.
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, Amendment Number 28 to the base engineering contract with GHD Incorporated be approved in the not to exceed amount of $474,000 for benthic study and dispersion modeling associated with the Hoboth Beach ocean outfall.
Okay, pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any question on the motion?
I don't have a question, but a comment, which is that it is my understanding, I just want to confirm, that whether or not the agreement that is currently being worked on with Rehoboth goes forward, this testing needs to happen.
That is correct, Ms. Greenbaum. And administration and the engineering team and the finance team would report to you either the success or the failure of these negotiations over the next 2 months. And once we report the success, no amendment to this motion is necessary. If we were to report to you the breakdown, we would ask at the same time, Mr. Lawson and I would ask for an amendment to the motion to move the mobilization to the Wolf Neck outfall location.
Understood, thank you.
Okay, any other questions? If not, we'll take the vote. Mr. McCarron?
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yes.
Ms. Grunebaum?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Next is introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have four. The first one's in Mr. Riley's district. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a mobilization yard for the Park Avenue relocation project to include the storage of soil materials to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 5.96 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
The next one is in Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a professional office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 0.82 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
The next one is in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a LI-1 limited industrial district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 23.10 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
And the last one is in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 5.03 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Council member comments. Council member comments.
Haven't had enough for one day.
Is everybody about finished?
I thought I'd talk about
Since we amended the agenda today, we don't have to go into an executive session. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Riley, Mr. McCarron, second it. We take the vote. Mr. McCarron.
Yes.
Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
Ms. Grudebaum.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. We are now adjourned. Thank you, everyone.